Dr. Ellen Crissels, that is the name of the consultant developmental pediatrician in North London. Well, she's been suspended for 9 months by the Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service following repeated public rants about Jewish supremacy and her attendance at pro-Palestine rallies. Apparently, it's been inflammatory signage, you name it, she's been involved. And as you can imagine, the case has sparked debate about professional conduct, anti-Semitism, and the responsibilities of public figures in sensitive debates. More than that, is there perhaps a standard of care that a doctor owes that is beyond the standard of care of the normal person? So that's the reason that I'm going to be speaking to Stephen Silverman, the Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, to unpack this issue and the wider implications. So that was quite a spiel, quite a mouthful. But Stephen, thank you for being with me this afternoon. I really, really appreciate it.
Hi, Simon. Thank you for having me on.
So, Stephen, for our listeners who are unfamiliar with the case, can you briefly outline what led to Dr. Ellen Crissels' suspension?
So this is a doctor who is being investigated. And one of the things that the General Medical Council, who are the regulating body for doctors in this country, do when they're investigating somebody is they make a referral to a body called the Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service, who then decide whether this doctor needs to be suspended while the investigation takes place. Now, in the case of Dr. Crissels, that's exactly what they did decide. They decided to suspend her for 9 months. And this is a welcome change because they have previously failed to do so in the cases of doctors who have been responsible for posting material and making statements that really are infinitely worse than that which Ellen Crissels has been suspended for. And the point that needs to be made here is that Ellen Crissels is the tip of the iceberg. We know that in the 2 years since the 7th of October, 2023, anti-Semitism has spread into every walk of life. It's in every profession. For some reason, in the medical profession and over here in our National Health Service, it appears to have been injected with rocket fuel. We at CAA have been spending some time doing some research that will inform a project we're about to launch to deal with this. And we've gathered very, very easily over 130 practitioners within our National Health Service who have been posting absolutely vile, hateful things, and a great many of which making statements and expressing positions that would not have been out of place in 1930s Germany. And so that's where we are.
When you sign up to be a practitioner working with the NHS, do you agree to certain codes of conduct in terms of which your postings or your utterances, your political participation is limited to a certain extent? Is there any sort of additional responsibility placed on a medical practitioner or not?
Absolutely. I mean, the code of conduct is very, very clear. I mean, obviously, first of all, doctors have to take the Hippocratic Oath. But then the regulator here, and I'm sure in every country, has its own requirements with regard to patient safety. But they also have requirements about not damaging trust in the profession. Now, the most recent scandal was in the case of one particular doctor, a Dr. Rahme Aladwam, who, again, is under investigation, and the Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service refused to suspend her, despite the fact that she wants to see Zionism, and any Jew who sees who is a Zionist dealt with. Who refers to one of our hospitals.
Seems like we have lost Stephen Silverman. It looks like our device ran into a